Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
They're leading with only one story and one image in all of the dailies in France. This evening, former French President Nicolas Sarkozy has been found guilty of corruption. He was sentenced to 3 years in prison, with two suspended, and is likely to serve the remaining year under house arrest, wearing an electronic bracelet. Nonetheless, he becomes the first French president since Nazi collaborator Marshal Pétain to attend his own trial and be sentenced to jail. It's an astounding image when you think of it, how the mighty have fallen. For the latest, I'm joined by from Paris by CBS correspondent Elaine Cobb. Elaine, you're very welcome to the programme. What is the reaction in France to this?
Well, there's been mixed reaction, Cormac, as you would expect. Across conservative lines, it's gone from I wish him well on appeal, which he has now announced, or rather his lawyer has announced he will appeal, through this is, it seems incomprehensible that he should be jailed, right up to this is utterly indefensible, and his wife, Carla Bruni, is saying the fight will continue. He will be shown to be innocent.
Now, it's unlikely that he'll spend any time in prison, in actual prison, as you say. He'll have an electronic bracelet and he'll be at home. Now, will some people in France think he's getting off lightly?
Well, that's so far, because he has now decided to appeal, that goes, that gets pushed back. That is something that gets involved with the whole idea that he's a former president, that it involves security risks, that if he went to jail, would he be at a greater risk? Would it cost them a fortune to try to make sure he was safe in jail? He wasn't the most popular president. So it's not uncommon for those found guilty in certain circumstances to only serve at home or with an electronic bracelet, etc. For many of those saying that the verdict was correct, they're applauding the fact that there is a 1 year prison sentence, even if it doesn't turn out to be in physical prison. But because of the appeal, all of that now gets put on hold again.
I'm sorry to do this to you, Elaine, but we only have about a minute left. Can you give us a 60-second background to this case? How was he found guilty of corruption? What corruption?
He was found guilty of trying to influence a judge by offering him a plush job in Monaco in return for help with investigations against him. At a certain point, there were seven open investigations against Sarkozy. Now, investigator is looking into allegations that he had been illegally funded by Libya, put taps on his phones, and they discovered this plan to influence a judge. And so that's how this one came about. Now, he's in court again next month for another case where it's alleged he lied about his campaign financing to the tune of 20 million that he wrote off with fake invoices.
Okay, well, we'll see how that goes, and we'll see how the appeal goes as well. But Elaine Cobb, CBS correspondent in Paris, thank you very much indeed for the update, and we'll talk to you a little bit later, I'd say, in some weeks' time, when that case comes to trial.